morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale happens Saturday, October 14th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack's Farm in Seminole, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots from Blackjack Farms, McFerrin Farms, Pfeiffer Angus Farm, and Simpson Angus Ranch, and will include fall calving cows, many with calves at side, springbred heifers, and fall yearling heifers. For a catalog, go to mcsauctions.com or call Keith Grissom at 405-383-9678 for more information. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale, October 14th. Don't miss it. Yesterday, the USDA released its latest crop progress report. Crop conditions, for the most part, remained relatively unchanged from recent weeks, and overall included very little substantial new information, although it did indicate that both corn and soybean harvests are currently lagging behind their five-year averages. Corn harvested in the U.S. is being reported this week at 17% compared to 26% the average, and beans at 22% compared to its average of 26% as well. Good progress is being seen in the East, but states like Iowa seem to be falling behind. However, the two-week forecast predicts that some good weather is on its way and will likely help to catch things up very soon. Markets revealed that expectation yesterday, with both beans and corn weaker for the day. Taking a look at our three-state region here, wheat planted in Oklahoma reached 30%, down 10 points from the previous year and down 13 points from normal. Winter wheat emerged reached 2%, down 12 points from the previous year and down 12 points from normal. In Kansas, winter wheat planted was 21%, behind 37 last year and 39 for the five-year average. Emerged was 9%, near 11 last year, and behind 14 the average. And in Texas, winter wheat planted is rated this week at 40% complete, compared to 34 last year and 40 the average. Winter wheat emerged has reached 15%, below last year by 2, and equal to the average. Corn in Oklahoma has reached 76% mature, down 4 points from the previous year and down 17 points from normal. Corn harvested reached 47%, down 12 points from the previous year and down 17 points from normal. Corn in Kansas is 84% mature, behind 90 last year and near 88 the average. Harvested was 39%, behind 44 last year and 49 the average. Texas corn is 89% mature, ahead of both last year and the average by 4. Corn harvested is up 7 points this week from last at 75%, ahead of the average by 69. Sorghum mature reached 61% in Oklahoma, down 6 points from normal. Sorghum harvested reached 33%, down 5 points from normal. In Kansas, sorghum reached 48% mature this week, behind 61 last year and near 49 the average. Harvested was 7%, behind 17 last year and 13 the average. And in Texas, sorghum in the state has reached 80% mature, equal to last year and behind the 5-year average by just 1. Meanwhile, 73% of the state's sorghum crop has been harvested, ahead of the 5-year average. Pasture and rangeland for the U.S. rates have dropped a little this past week, rated at 10% very poor, 16 poor, 33 fair, 36 good, and 5 excellent. Now be sure to click over to our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for a look at these complete crop progress reports and for all of your latest agricultural news and market information. Or be sure to download our free app for Android or iPhone devices. You got farm news on Ron.
In the market for a do-it-all green and yellow muscle machine? Well, look no further than P&K Equipment at the John Deere 5085E utility tractors. These 85 horsepower tractors are tough, versatile, and full of capability. Right now, all in stock. Remaining 5085E tractors at P&K priced just $44,900. Stop by one of our 10 locations to check them out or visit us online at pnkequipment.com. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering since 2717 includes retail bonus and special P&K discounts. Residency and other restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. See P&K for details.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.